This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hoff, what the hell was that about? Everybody wants to hear from Dan and Warwick. Here we are. We talked about it before. He comes on the air. He doesn't know who he's on with. He couldn't seem less interested in talking about this. I'm not even sure he was aware of what is going on this viral, you know, his viral call. Well, what happened?
So he called me just now, like when I put him through.
Yeah.
He called in because he said that he was getting texts from his friends
right.
being like, Sal's looking
it's
for you.
It's his moment.
Yes.
It's not just me. Like, obviously, it happened on The Fan. I happen to be on The Fan while the Giants released it. So, yeah, I'm going to say, where's Dan and Warwick? He made the famous call 10 years ago to Francesa. The video's gone viral with the Giants. It's a huge thing. People are talking about it. People want to hear from the guy who made the call. And so I mentioned that, and now you're saying he called in.
Because, he called in, yeah.
Right, because everybody else is telling him, but he has no interest.
He has no interest, because as I was talking to him all fair after we let him go.
Yeah, after I was like, well, he's giving me nothing. I mean, the guy comes up with a brilliant prank call that's famous now in fan history. I have him on the show. He's like, I don't want to do this. Hey, by the way, I got to go. Like, you're taking up my time. Oh, all right. Well, I mean... You gotta give me something.
That's what he told me too. He goes, dude, like this is a bad time for me right now. I'm like, you called us?
Bad time? It's your time. This is the time. That's it. There is no time better than right now.
Well,
you're the man of the hour, Dan and Warwick. This is it.
Well,
it's a bad time.
Yeah. He goes, he's like doing some like white wall or something like that. I don't know, but he was in Vermont. He wasn't listening at the moment. So he just was he had no idea what was going on. And he doesn't follow, he doesn't have social media.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has no idea. Now, on the other hand, I think of it going, he was so bad on the air just right now. Maybe.
Yeah.
Just maybe. Ten years ago, he called with the most serious question anybody's ever asked
on the air. You think he was? Well, I asked him flat out. I knew that it was a prank, or at least assumed. And then I asked him. He said, "Yeah, of course. What'd you think?" So at least that was honest. Was he pranking us now? Do you think?
No, I think it's the opposite. I think that he just probably got, and that might be like a dark memory of his. He probably got ripped on for years by his friends, family, people that you know he doesn't even know. Dan of Warwick. Oh, it's Dan. He's the idiot that asked about the Giants going on a picnic together.
Yeah.
He might think that's a dark place.
So now trying to pretend that it was, in fact, a prank? Come on. Dove, when you heard it real time, what'd you think it was?
We have some great callers.
Yes.
We have some really weird callers.
Right.
There was no way I could know for sure if that was a prank.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a prank.
Okay. Hoff?
Now I'm thinking it wasn't a prank.
Come on, man.
Dude. After talking to him, how disinterested he was in this whole thing.
I will say that's a fair point, that I thought 100%, 1,000%, no, there's not even another side to it. It was a prank. Although, after talking to him for the 30 seconds that I did, now I have no idea. Now it might have been legit. You're right. Even though he said it was a prank and I want to believe that it was a prank, I have no idea what to believe from Dan and Warwick, who wants no part of his newfound fame.
And he hasn't even, like, we go behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
I could see how often he's called.
Yeah, he said he's called recently. He has not.
He hasn't called in a while. He's only called, been on air like 10 times in his, for over 10 years.
Right.
He's been on air
like
10 times.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's not like he's some household famous caller that
right.
calls regularly. He's just one that struck the right note when he called that time.
Must have been a slow day.
And it was also Mike's response that made it great, where Mike goes on, oh, yeah, by the way, as a matter of fact, they have a picnic every year. It takes place in July. Like, that was brilliant. When the Rangers thing, it was Mike's response and the way that he handled it that made that call what it was. Whereas, you know, somebody else, I could just be like, I'm not in the mood for it and hang up and move on. Or Mike could have done that back in the day. But Dan just like, he's moved on. He had his moment in the sun back then and moved on from it, even though it's gone viral now.
You sounded very busy on the other line. That's all I can tell you.
All right, fair enough. But, like, I didn't know what was going on. I'm in the middle of Rip and Boone, Rip and Jazz. We're playing cuts. You're telling me Dan and Warwick's on the line. I'm assuming he knows who he's talking to. And I'm assuming he knows why he's on. And he didn't.
Okay, so mental note for future.
Yeah.
whenever something breaks or we want to break something on social media, we have to let the people know in advance that we're going to be able to break it on their schedule so that they have time
to come on. Here's a mental note for the future. When somebody calls, let them know who they're going on with and why. Danny Warwick, all right, here you go, buddy. Like, what's up? Danny's like, I don't know, you called me, what's up? You called me, I think. Like, I don't know what's going on here. Hi, it's Sal. He called me Evan twice.
Good God.
And I had to explain to him what was going on instead of getting some info. Like, he didn't laugh once. You would think the guy that pranked and got that out of Mike and made this viral, you would think he'd laugh at the whole thing. He didn't even see it. He hasn't even seen it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He'll call it back when he sees it. He'll call another host after he sees it and wants to get some more limelight.
Well, I'm assuming Evan, right? That was the one he kept referencing.
I think Evan's off today.
Well, whatever. Maybe not today. Maybe because he seems like he was pretty busy in Vermont. Either way, 888-808-1019. Good luck, Neil Best, contacting Dan and Warwick. And good luck with doing... Good luck getting something out of him. Antonio's calling from Manhattan. What's up, Antonio?
Yeah, the guy was real, man. Something's up with that guy. I'm telling you. He wasn't joking. No. I heard the call. That was a funny call. And I don't recall that call from Francesa, but that was... He's you know, Mike is smart.
Yeah, so, of course.
He basically reacted right there.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm calling because, look, this is my thing with the Mets. Last year, for example, you know, when they were kind of like not doing well, you know, I knew at some point, you know, they will make a run. Like this year, like, I don't feel it. I think the Phillies, like it's hard for me to like really admit this, but I think they're a better team. They have better starting pitching. And I think, you know, what David Stearns, he needed to address, I think, the pitching. As far as, you know, starting pitching, he didn't do it. I know I saw your show about Kelly that he did, you know, I think Arabino, he said he doesn't like New York.
Yes.
Look, I think he would have been a perfect fit for as a fourth starter.
All right,
starter,
but Antonio,
maybe,
if he didn't want New York, what are you supposed to do?
You tell him, look, I don't care if you don't like New York. Go to pitch, and that's it.
No, I know.
Your feelings are.
Yeah, it sounds great, but remember, you want a pitcher who's going to come here and want to perform. And if he doesn't like New York and doesn't like getting traded to New York.
But look, as far as a lot of players, I could tell you that they don't like New York. That's why a lot of them who come here perform, because they hate New York. So to me, that's kind of like. Not something new.
If I found out,
I think, you know,
go ahead.
Thing that I wasn't mentioned. Where's the Jose Iglesias of 2025? I don't see the lineup. Look, they don't hit in the clutch. I don't feel it this year. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's all okay. Right, you're allowed to. Thank you, Antonio. We appreciate you checking in. You're okay. It's okay not to feel it. I've been going back and forth with this, you know, off the air in my own mind over the last couple of days, thinking. I'll just tell you in real time what I was thinking in my mind. A part of me was going to say, I don't believe the Mets have it this year because I don't believe in their core ultimately to get the job done. And the one thing that outweighed that in my mind, well, there's multiple things, but the biggest thing that outweighed that in my mind was that I think Soto is great enough to eliminate any kind of deficiencies elsewhere once he goes full throttle in the postseason. If Juan Soto does what Juan Soto has done historically in the postseason, it won't matter as much if Nimmo and Alonso and some of the others falter in the postseason. Soto is that player that can carry a team through a postseason. Obviously, no individual can do it by themselves, but as far as the offense goes, he'll have opportunities. If Soto cashes them in, the Mets will go to another stratosphere. So I'm not going to say that they can't win because I don't believe in that core that has failed before. And not to mention they have a bullpen that should be lights out in the postseason, or at least the potential to be one of the best, if not the best, bullpens in the sport come postseason time. Those are very, very strong starting points. They will, however, need a starting pitcher from the minors because they don't have one at the big league level, you know, in addition to Peterson, Manaea, and Senga. Peterson's got to continue doing what he's doing. Manaea's got to get back to being what he was a year ago. Senga's got to be at the top of his game. In addition to that, they need one of the guys from the minors to take that fourth spot because I don't think Clay Holmes is going to be good enough to do it, especially as you push him forward another 2 months. And I certainly don't think Frankie Montas is going to be good enough to be on the postseason roster. So I'm not giving up hope. I mean, is it likely that the Mets win the World Series? They haven't won one in, you know, 40 years. So why is it likely that they're going to win one now? But I think they have as good a chance as anybody else. Probably favor the Padres. I'm still not going to favor the Phillies, although anything could happen. I saw the Mets beat them last year when the Phillies were better on paper. And in reality, the Mets trounced them. Now, maybe it's opposite this year. Maybe the Phillies find their footing in the postseason. They added the closer. They got the star power in the rotation and the lineup. They're as scary as anybody. But I'd still take my chances with the Mets. Kyle is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Sal. So my thought is the accountability thing, right? People talk about you need to hold it. Aaron Boone needs to hold the players accountable. My question is, how can you hold the players accountable if you can't even set the lineup? Like, how do you hold Jazz accountable if it's a situation where, you know, a caller called earlier is talking about how managers, you know, whether they matter, they don't matter. I'm on the side. I don't really think they matter all that much. If your analytics department is setting the lineup every single day, if they're telling you what pitchers to pitch in what spot, like, what point do we just say, hey, this is a Cashman thing because it's not Booney setting the lineup. It's Cashman setting the lineup. It's Cashman saying which pitcher's going at what time. So, like, how much falls on Boone versus how much falls on Cashman? Because our managers are really relevant these days.
I don't think to the degree that they used to be, Kyle. I think it's an excellent point. And just as you're talking there and I'm listening, I'm thinking through my own mind, how many years have we, all of us, me, you, how many years have we watched baseball, whether you're a Yankee fan, Met fan, other, whatever, doesn't matter, and have been able to identify the point where the manager has been a clear problem? Like, quite often. It's happened for many, many years. You get to a point where it's like, they got the players, they need a new manager. And to me, it's not like that anymore. Certainly not like that with the Yankees. I have not once looked at the Yankees since 2018, or even prior to 2018, and thought that the manager was the problem. My issue, I questioned bringing in Stanton, I questioned firing Girardi, but my issue with the Yankees began after the 2020 postseason because I kept seeing the same thing. They mash people, they're bullies offensively in the regular season, and then that's not there in the playoffs. It's the same thing. They're building the team, the same thing. And then in 2021, it got worse because then that bully offense wasn't even there in the regular season anymore. That's why that would have been the time for me to change, not the manager, but the whole structure of the organization. Now, from then on, it has gotten worse as far as the structure of the ball club, the foundation of the ball club. Still haven't had the ultimate success in the postseason. Soto Judge combo alleviated some of the problems last year. Fundamentally, it's worse than it's been in, I mean, quite some time. I can't remember a Yankees team that was this bad fundamentally. Especially for a team that is this good, meaning their record and where they're standing. Yeah, Yankees have had teams that missed the postseason, and they've been bad overall. But even with that, it's usually because Judge misses half the year, whatever it may be. Injuries ravaged. This is just different. I feel like it's progressively gotten worse. And I don't think it's where you could sit here and say, well, Boone is at fault. He was never the culprit to me, not even in 2021, and not now. Because I don't believe that this is just the manager problem. It's an organizational thing. That's how I view it. Whereas years ago, you might be able to say, you know what? This team did the right thing. They're putting the right players out there. The manager's just not getting the most out of his players. I think this is a development thing and an accountability thing, not the manager not getting the most out of his players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.